What's up, sports and sports gambling fans, or just gamble, whatever. This is April 29th, and I'm coming off an awesome day yesterday. Won a big pool, which I mentioned in here, on here, part of a NASCAR pool, and it went a few weeks without a winner. And I won with Denny Hamlin, who I mentioned on yesterday's podcast, as to who to bet on, who's going to win NASCAR. Nailed it twice. Should have bet more money on him. But that was an awesome win. Also, the Red Sox and the under. Nailed that one. I didn't mention the under on the podcast. Timberwolves. Nailed that one with the sweep. And, yeah, I was wrong in a bunch of other things, but what mattered, I was correct on. Doing really good with SGPs, single game parlays. I wish I could throw some out there, but I record these too early in the morning. I don't know, maybe I'll find a place to post them, like on olddistractions.com or something. But let's get into sports for today. What's happening? Literally just looking. Let's start with the NHL. Tampa Bay taking on Florida. They are down 3-1 in the series. Let me just make sure. Okay, I nailed that one. Shit. I said Tampa's going to get one game, and then Florida's going to finish it. Actually, I think I said Tampa might get one or two games. So, but still, I like Florida here. They're a much better team. And that's all, blah, blah, blah. Moving on. Dallas against the Golden Knights. This is a crazy series. Golden Knights won the first two games. I mean, I thought Dallas was maybe the best team in the league. The only game they won in the series was in overtime, the final game, and the most recent game. And the Golden Knights swept them in the season series. So, I got to go with the Golden Knights. I think they're going to win the series. I think they have their number. And, okay, basketball, which I've been surprisingly doing pretty good at. I'm just, underthinking it. Boston tonight against Miami. Boston is favored by 10.5. And fuck it. Take it. Take the 10.5. They won the last game by 20. They won the first game by 20. They lost one game by 10. Shit happens. Jimmy Butler's out. Terry Rozier's out. Yeah, same shit. Yeah, I like the Celtics to beat the piss out of them tonight, and then the next game, and the end. OKC versus the Pelicans. This is a really cool series. This is the one I'm really interested in. This one. Thunder won the first game by 2. Next game by 24. The next game by 21. But I've been watching these games, and I don't know, I feel like they're a lot closer than the numbers say. Also, two of the three games have gone under 206, which is tonight's total for the over-under. I like OKC with the sweep. They clearly have their number, and I think New Orleans kind of put everything out there in the getting to this point. And oh, sorry, I saw Zion's name, and I froze for a second, but yeah, he's still out. He's out for the year. Maybe not for the year. He's just been ruled out for tonight. Okay, baseball. I'm going to do less baseball picks today because I do too many, and it's hard to, I mean, I probably never get the point across on which games I actually like that much. But also, I'm going through the games as I do this in the morning. When I wake up, it really helps me. Cardinals-Tigers, not touching that one. Yankees-Baltimore. The Yankees have been, I totally know the Yankee game yesterday. I said the Yankees might start scoring 15 runs a fucking game. And they've gone insane the last two games, maybe three games, whatever. And they're underdogs tonight. That's stupid. I don't care what it is. They have Clark Schmidt going, who's 3.55 ERA, 1.46 whip. Not great, but he's facing Grayson Rodriguez, who is 4.45 ERA and a 1.4 whip, so it's not like he's anything scary there. I don't know why you wouldn't bet on the Yankees here. I do like the Orioles, 17-10, 9-6 at home. But Grayson Rodriguez is also coming off a spanking against the Angels, who are not that good, so I don't know the guy's deal. Other than that, he's went at least 5.2 innings in every other start and gave up 2 earned runs. And, okay, going back, I missed the Lakers-Nuggets game. I like the Nuggets. I like the under 217. LeBron has beaten the Nuggets once. It was the last game. It was a fluke. It's not going to happen again, and that series is over. Okay, so I like the Yankees. Let's see, KC Toronto. I like Toronto. No idea who's pitching for KC. And KC has won 3 of 4 in the series. But yeah, I like Toronto. Yariel Rodriguez pitching pretty solid against Jonathan Bolin. I don't know who that is. It looks like it's his first time pitching this season. Mets versus Cubs. Luis Severino, one of my most hated pitchers in the history of baseball. No offense to the man. Sure, he's a nice dude. But he was a Yankee, and I just watched him get destroyed over and over and over. I don't know if he went somewhere after the Yankees. I forget. Don't feel like looking it up right now, but I don't like Severino. So I did a 2-run. DraftKings has a get up 2 runs early and you win bet. So if your team that you bet on, you bet the money line, and if your team goes up 2-0, like tonight, if you bet the Cubs, they score 2 runs in the top of the first inning, you win. The Mets don't even have to come to play. So I like that with Severino. Maybe giving up, you know, just a quick 2-run home run or something. You win the game. Also, I mean, Talon has been shockingly good, but it's only been 10 innings, and he's kind of a piece of garbage also. Over-under is 7.5. I think this could be a high-scoring game, but I'm not touching that because I really don't like taking overs in whatever the hell the name of the gigantic Met Stadium is. Braves-Mariners. Okay, Bryce Miller's pitching tonight against Max Fried. This is 52-47 on ESPN Analytics, and Atlanta is big favorites. Or pretty big. Minus 150 to plus 130. Love taking a chance on Seattle here. Bryce Miller's very good. 2.22, 0.99 whip. Fried 4.97, 1.38. And Seattle's 15-13, 9-7 at home. Good team. I think they're going to hit Fried. I might actually take the line on this one, which would... I'm not even sure what it is, because the line is the other way on ESPN Bet. So that'll probably push it to maybe 200? Plus 200? I'll check that out after, and you should all check it out. Padres, Reds. Don't like this game. Skip. I guess I would pick the Reds if I'm looking quickly and someone had a gun to my head, but that's a weird situation that's never going to come up. Tampa Bay, Milwaukee, Pepio, Wilson. Don't know enough of these guys. Skip. It's fun that I can press skip. I need some kind of noise for that or something. Okay, Dodgers versus Arizona. Interesting one here. James Paxton is going for the Dodgers. 2.61, 1.55 whip, which just doesn't fit the ERA. He's facing Tommy Henry. 5.55 ERA, 1.6 whip. And the Dodgers are small favorites in this game. This is one of those, I don't know what I'm missing other than James Paxton is nowhere near as good as his numbers currently say he is. But yeah, I like the Dodgers there, especially with that close line. And then Pittsburgh over Oakland. Even though ESPN says otherwise, ESPN 53-46. I have no idea who's pitching for Oakland today. Joe Boyle, he has a 7.6 ERA and a 1.8 whip. And that's over 5 starts and 21 innings. So this guy's gross and is going against Bailey Falter, who is pretty goddamn good with a 0.89 whip. So yeah, I like Pittsburgh there. Just running it down. I like Pittsburgh. Seattle. Chicago, early bet. Love the Yankees. God, I can't believe I said those words. I gotta go wash my mouth out now or something like that. Philly, LA. Let's check this one out. I always say I'm not gonna go through every game, but I just fucking love baseball and I love looking at these. Philly, much better pitcher against Griffin Canning. Yeah, they're big favorites. They should be. Not gonna touch that one. And going back, Washington, Miami. Nah, that game screwed me yesterday. It was like, 12-9. Screw that. I had the Marlins going against terrible, whatever the hell his name is. Worst goddamn pitcher in baseball went yesterday for the Nationals. But they scored 12 goddamn runs to make me look like an idiot and get Patrick Corbin. I know he didn't get a win, but I think his ERA actually went up to 6.82. 4 runs in 4 innings, 8 hits. Whatever, that was yesterday. And this is today, and I'm done. Have a good one.